This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. The 2019-2020 academic year was unlike any other as schools in southern Illinois and across the country scrambled to finish the calendar with distance learning as classrooms remain closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. As we move into the traditional time for summer break, educators are evaluating how the rapidly created system fared and ways to improve it if it's required again in the upcoming school year. Natalie Fry is the principal and curriculum coordinator at the Harrisburg East Side Intermediate School, which works with 3rd through 5th graders.
All districts around Southern Illinois are, you know, watching what ISBE, which is Illinois State Board of Education, is throwing out there, and we're coming up with Plan A, Plan B, Plan C. I really hope to be back in the fall, but of course, safety is first, and we want to do what's healthiest and safest for our students.
Speaking of students, Fry says some of them responded better than others to distance learning.
About 50% that jump on and really interact with the technology and with their teacher online. And then we have about 50% that are, you know, doing the paper packets and just making minimal connections with the teacher. So I have a 5th grader, actually, and I can see it from a parent perspective. You know, I'm not his teacher. I'm an educator. I'm an administrator, but I am not his teacher. And he reminds me that often. So I can see how it's a struggle at home.
She says part of the problem is that some students have more resources at home than others.
We have been looking into purchasing Chromebooks for our student population that might not have the technology at home. I've also, you know, reached out to a couple of companies about trying to get internet access in these rural areas, because if that's the way we're going to have to connect in the fall, then, you know, we got to get good at that, and we got to get all of our kids equitable, you know, access to the technology and to internet.
Fry is the 2020 Golden Apple Award winner for excellence in leadership. One of the reasons why she earned the statewide award is the implementation of a new curriculum that improved technology at Eastside Intermediate, which came in handy during the unusual circumstances to conclude the academic year.
Our teachers and our students have really been implementing in the classroom, Google Classroom and class meets, and being able to go home, you know, and work on a computer from home. So it's pushed us, to become more tech savvy and pushed us to learn, because kids are technology savvy anyway. They probably know more than what we do about it.
There is a critical teacher shortage in Illinois. In the fall of 2019, there were more than 1,800 unfilled teaching positions in schools across the state, up from over 1,400 the year before. The Golden Apple Scholars and Accelerators program is trying to help resolve the shortage by expanding the state's pipeline of highly effective educators by developing and supporting teacher and school leader excellence in Illinois. Fry hopes winning the award affords her an opportunity to spend time with future teachers and administrators.
I remember, being an administrator and having teacher jobs open where there were hundreds that apply, and we're only getting, you know, maybe 2 or 3 that are qualified. So, you know, whatever I can do to help prepare, you know, students to go into education and be an advocate for that, I hope to do that in the future. Teachers are rock stars. They put their whole life and passion into teaching and preparing students to become either college or career ready, or to, you know, come out of school being a citizen and having core values. And it's such an important role that educators play. It's been my whole life.
An increasingly important part of education for current and future educators is helping students deal with social and emotional issues. She says that definitely suffered during distance learning.
We're a part of a Southern Illinois resiliency team and a network of people that come together for goals, social emotional goals for our school district. We don't have just math and science and reading goals. We have social emotional goals that we have to reach. And unfortunately, it's hard for kids to interact and play and have conflict resolution with their peers. And so I'm really trying to focus on how can we help that social emotional need and that mental health if this continues to go on. How do we reach that piece of the puzzle?
But Fry says despite the challenges of teaching students in the classroom and from their homes, there is some great programming going on around Southern Illinois. And as a lifelong learner, she likes to communicate with other educators to learn what they're doing and see if it would help her district.
I network around Southern Illinois. I actually taught at Christopher. That was my first teaching job. Then I went over to West Frankfort, and so I was a teacher and administrator in Franklin County. Now I'm in Saline County. I work with teachers in Williamson County. Just the other day, you know, I saw Heron Schools on TV, and they were talking about instructional coaching. And so what do? I call Heron Schools, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing with this instructional coaching? And I want to bring a team and talk to you about what you're doing, you know, for kids.
The Illinois State Board of Education, along with multiple teacher and administrative organizations, sought feedback through the end of May to better understand the needs of educators and employees during distance learning and the anticipated transition back to in-person school. The survey will be used to determine what students need now and in the fall to succeed. I'm Brad Palmer.